Amen. Verse 17, Proverbs 16. I'm reading from the New International Translation. You may have the King James. I hope you don't think I'll go to hell for reading another translation. Amen. Glory to God. I love the King James. It's nothing like it, but I appreciate some of the other translations, even though some of them are not really doctrinally as accurate as they probably could be. This is our key verse this morning for part four of our series, Guardrails. It says this: the highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life. He who guards his way guards, preserves his life. The highway of the upright avoids evil. Aren't you glad when you're driving you can avoid wrecks? You can avoid stops that they do every now and then to catch people that are drunk. I missed one on Avenue K the other day. That was a blessing. How many know I was real tired? I didn't need to be stopping in that line. Amen. I'm all right on my car. I got insurance and all that. But the time involved. Amen. God just kind of leads us around. Amen. The obstacles. Amen. Sometimes when I'm driving, I say, Lord, clear the path away. Clear the path before me. I don't want anything projectiles flying off. Nobody's tires flying off. You hear every now and then somebody dying because somebody's tire came off. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for clearing our way. Lord, thank you for clearing our way this morning. The highway of the upright avoids evil. Thank you, Lord. He who guards his way guards his life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for this fourth part of this series. I believe it's been meaningful. I believe your people have already been installing some guardrails for their lives. I want to thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bless now. Father, take the word, make it real. Give us what we need today. Feed your flock, Lord. You said, feed your sheep. So, Lord, help me in what you've given me to share it in a way, Father, that you will be glorified and honored and most of all blessed. And, Father, where you will get the glory and every eye will see you, Lord Jesus. Hide me in the cross. Lord, keep me and help me to do what you want today and in this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am still recovering from that flu shot and pneumonia shot. Amen. About this third week now, and God is healing me. Every day I'm getting better. Say every day I'm getting better. Whether it's in health or just you're getting better. Amen. And I was able to get a little bit of regular primary care doctor, able to get some antibiotics there to help knock out that bacterial. Sometimes when you get the inoculations, amen, immunization, they're putting some of that in your system so you can build up antibodies. Well, sometimes people get a reaction to it, amen. And I didn't done the first time, but, you know, so I'm just thanking the Lord for what he's doing. And so if I have a little problem here, you just pray for me, would you? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let me briefly recap just a little bit for those that have been here and those that may not have been able to be with us. We saw in part one of our series, Guardrails, that we need God's wisdom for there to be meaningful guardrails in our lives. We know that wisdom is what builds that. That is the building material, that guardrails are healthy boundaries established by heavenly wisdom. Amen. How many know we need some boundaries? We need some guidelines. We need some guardrails. You need a line down the center of this highway so somebody doesn't hit you head on. The flesh doesn't like boundaries, but it needs boundaries. Hallelujah. I'm free, free to run. Yeah, well, you better run on the right side of the road or you're going to be an ink and an oil spot. Amen. And so there are boundaries, there are fences, there are different things God puts. And it's not to hinder us, to take us out, but to keep us in for protection and to give us a life that will be healthy and wise and blessed. Amen? Healthy boundaries established by heavenly wisdom. That's why the Lord says, and that they are protective barriers to get us from where we are to where we're going without going in the ditch. Come on, it's no fun to get in the ditch. How many of you have ever been in a ditch? Most of us have. You got to get pulled out. My God, it takes time. Sometimes it takes money. Sometimes there's loss. Amen. I've been in a few ditches. Amen. They say the only difference between a ditch and a grave is the ends are knocked out. So you can get out. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 But don't try to put us in no box, because Jesus, he's the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't try to put me in no box early. Huh? Amen. I'll kick the ends out of that in Jesus' name. After one of you pray for me. Amen. And not the prayer of he was a nice guy. We liked him. He was a good pastor. Bless him, Lord. Now, who's the next? Next. Come on now. I want somebody like Calvin, somebody like Dr. Cohen, somebody like that can pray, somebody like Deacon, somebody like Sister Elizabeth that'll pray and say, Lord, raise him up. Raise him up. He's too young. I know he's only 80 years old, but he's too young. Amen. To die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we've seen that, haven't we? We saw that Lady Barbara in the hospital raised from the dead a few weeks ago. Yeah, God is a good God. My God, my God, my God. And so we see that they guardrails help us to get from where we are to where we're going. We saw that in part one, that wisdom is the building block, is the principal thing we need. And in part two, we saw you need a guardrail for your heart. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart. Somebody say guardrail. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. How many know there's a lot of issues in life? Life has issues for everybody. Everybody has some kind of issue. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not so good. Anybody know anybody that has an issue? Put an S on there, issues. I'm not trying to ruin your day. I'm just trying to let you know God knows where you're at, and he knows where they're at. Oh, my God. And God is moving on them to help them keep their heart, because out of it come all the issues of life. And if we have issues, it's because we haven't guarded our heart. And we saw that in part two, we need the guardrail of a gatekeeper. Somebody's got to keep the gate. Somebody's got to close the door. Close the door on the devil. Hallelujah. Don't let him in. It's better not to let him in than once he gets in. It's harder to get him out once he gets in. So believe God from the beginning when something attacks you, when something attacks your body physically. Start confessing God's word. We had a service yesterday, a memorial service for Dr. Coverson's cousin, I believe it was, Cousin Ruth. And in the middle of the service, it was a great service, preached a great word on Psalms 23. Amen. God hadn't given me this, I'd preach his sermon again. Amen. It was so good. Hallelujah. But there was a young man. He wasn't that old. He probably in his 30s, maybe late 30s, if he was that. All of a sudden, Brother Coleman said, he's having heart problems. He's been having heart problems. He had to leave the service, go out and sit in a chair. And he's been having some problems in there. He's a young guy. Got a little daughter, 5 years old. My God. I said, no, we gotta pray about this. I mean, we gotta speak to this. Brother Colson, Dr. Colson had me come up and we prayed together. But then when I found he was out there, I went out and we laid hands on him. And I told him, I said, now Brandon was his name. I said, the word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, I'm telling you, you're way too young for any heart trouble, or old, but you're young. You've got a little girl. You're worried about it, and I understand why you're worried, because you've been having a lot of problems, and they said you were going to die. But God says you're going to live. God says you will not die, but you'll live. Now, you need to take the word of God, and he says, you know, I need to get back to God. Yeah. Yeah, you need God. Heart. Out of the heart come the issues. Sometimes they're physical, sometimes they're emotional, sometimes they're whatever. Amen. And sometimes they're good issues. Amen. Hallelujah. Out of the heart comes the issues of life. And life has its issues for everybody. And so we saw that we can and must be gatekeepers of our hearts. Where is the gatekeeper? We're letting everything and anything in. We sit in front of the boob tube. And sometimes we're so tired and we just need a little relaxation. Come on. Just trying to get a little bit of rest from the fatigue and all thing going on. And sometimes you're too tired to even get up and hardly change the channel. But that's why you got a remote control. When you can find it. When the wife doesn't take it. Women have a gift about the control. I don't, maybe yours doesn't. Mine does. First lady has a gift with the remote control. She touches it and it disappears. I didn't know she did magic. She does magic. Oh, and you know, I've grown to a point where I don't get upset anymore. I just understand. Amen. Touches her hand, it disappears. Now you see it, now you don't. And you know, the little women have it too. Little Savannah, my cute little granddaughter, Danica's little cutie. Amen. Did you see her give me a little butterfly kiss up here? And that's sweet. That's so sweet. Yesterday she was at the house. I was here and I came back and we got a nice fan for the front room there to give us a little more air. Got a remote control on it. Isn't that nice? I come in, no remote control. I mean, no, the devil likes to do little things just to tick you off. He knows what kind of gets to you. Come on. You know he does. Yeah, and he'll keep working on you till you react. But when you don't react, he gets kind of tired because you didn't react like he knew he was going to react. You know, you didn't throw anything. I hope you're not throwing things. Amen. But, you know, people are at different levels in their life. Amen. Control levels, whatnot. Hallelujah. Amen. So couldn't find the remote control. I looked all over. Okay. Hallelujah. I know she took it. I knew it. So I left it alone for a little while, but I came back to it. And I said, I'm going to call Tukey. She picked her up. She had her for the day because First Lady was out of town with her daughter helping her daughter. And so Tukey didn't know. She picked her up at 10 and was with her all day. I said, okay, I'm going to call her mom because I know she's back with her mom. Make a long story longer. Uh-huh. She asked, she said, Savannah, you know where that is? Yeah. Thank God she remembered. 6 years old and remembered. How many know 60-year-olds don't remember? Where did I put that? Oh, God, help me find it. She said, yeah, it was in the dining room. Oh, every place I looked but the dining room. So, yeah, there it was, praise God. So after that, I had a great day. Amen. Great rest of the day. I was going to have a great day anyway. I mean, no, when you find what's lost, it's always a good thing. May you find whatever's been lost in the name of Jesus. Whatever's been lost to your family. Whatever's been lost to your loved ones, your grandchildren, your children. Whatever's been lost to them, may it be found. Even today, even at this very hour, even at this moment, whether it's peace, whether it's health, whether it's finance, whatever it is, may it be found and not be lost in Jesus' name. Well, I know that's from God. Something's in danger of being lost. And I may know it's really serious when it's a person. Yeah, God is concerned. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Ooh, once I was blind. Oh, so blind. But now I see. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. How many know it's not just for a few? Amazing grace is for everyone that will receive it. Amazing grace. Lord, we send grace, amazing grace, to areas that are blind. People that have blind areas, blind spots. Bring them by your grace. The grace of God continues to work after your patience has run out. Come on. The grace of God continues to cover, continues greater than all my sin. Whoo, shakarabo. It's greater than all my sin. Greater than all my faults. Greater than all my misgivings. Greater than all my fears. Greater than all my troubles. Greater than all my issues. Greater. greater than all the attacks of the enemy. Great grace, the Bible says, was upon them all. Great grace is upon us. Great grace is on us. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace, the favor and blessing. And as Dr. Gomes says, the glory of God. Yeah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. You don't mind if I just took a minute to thank him for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we just give him praise? Give him a praise right now. Lord, wonderful grace. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace that is greater, Lord. Greater. Greater than whatever that is. Greater than that issue. Greater than that situation. Greater than that circumstance. Great grace is upon us all. I thank you for it. I praise you for it being on our children. Thank you for being on our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Thank you for the grace of God being on your church. Thank you for the grace of God being on the brothers and the sisters. No matter what the issues, no matter what they're going through, grace, grace to you. Shout grace to the headstone. I shout grace to the headstones. Woo, amazing grace. God, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. So we saw in part two, our hearts need a gatekeeper, and we're the only one that can be the gatekeeper. Amen? Others can't keep your heart. Others can break your heart, but you're the one that keeps your heart. Amen. Amen. And last week in part three, we identified a very important part of our lives where guardrails are needed, especially in this day and age, and that is in our and with our sexuality. Amen. We saw Solomon at one time, the wisest man on earth, ended up in the ditch because he didn't have sexual guardrails. Amen. We looked at the five guardrails around sexuality, and I'll just touch on the fifth guardrail, which we just touched on by the Spirit for sexuality, and that was the receiving of his grace that is greater than all our situations and issues of life. Amen. Amen. It was quite a message, very interesting, and we offer it to you, of course, as individual CDs or the entire series. Part two was especially enjoyable, I thought, and the church thought, too. We had a lot of fun with part two, the gatekeepers, and then last week, that was quite a deal on guardrails for our sexuality. So we'll be offering the series at the end here. I think the Lord's given me one more part to this series on guardrails, and I'll be sharing that, the Lord willing, next week. Amen. All right. The second thing most people are interested in and concerned about, we shared the one thing last week, and that, as we go to part four, is their finances. Amen. Somebody say, money, honey. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't say money hungry. I said money, honey. Kind of sounded like money hungry, didn't it? No, no, we're not money hungry, but we do need some money, honey. Amen. Amen. Bible says money answereth all things, but money can't save you. Amen. It can help you a lot. If you don't think it can help you, reach your hand into that person's pocket next to you and take out a 20. Tell them thank you very much. They'll help you all right. They'll help you. Yeah. They will help you. Amen. One of Jesus' primary teachings is in the area of money. He said much about money and finances because he knows how quickly it can lead us into the ditch. Amen. Again, Solomon, because he had been there and done that, has some words of wisdom after chasing and experiencing everything that the world has to offer. How many know we ought to listen to somebody like that? There was nothing he said that he kept from himself. He did it all. Now, you know, we don't want to let our minds go too far, but when he says he did it all, he did it all. Some of us have done in part. Maybe one person here done it all. I don't know. But what we did was enough. Amen? More than enough. Too much. Thank God for delivering us. Hallelujah. But Solomon experienced everything. He didn't withhold anything from his heart. And at the end of chapter 2, verse 26, he says this in the King James, "For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom." What is a good man in his sight? I think that's a man that reads the word to get wisdom. Huh? A good man. God makes us good. His word makes us good. How many know God is a good God and his word is good? He says, "For God giveth to a man that is good," or a woman that is good in his sight, "wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, travail." Problems, trouble. "To gather and to heap up that he may give to him that is good before God." Living Bible makes it a little clearer for us. "For God gives those who please him wisdom, knowledge, and joy." Are you pleasing God? Is your life pleasing to God? Are you pleased with yourself? "But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away from him and gives it to those who please him." Glory to God. I'd say pleasing God ought to be a high priority. God, is this pleasing to you? Can you do this with me? Could you sit here in this theater and watch this movie with me? You see, the Bible says, don't have any fellowship with devils. Who hath communion with devils and then the Lord's Supper? See, I don't want to have any trafficking with devils or watch what devils do or watch what demons are doing, because when I face a demon, I need to know that I haven't been watching him and enjoying what he's doing, so that when he comes, I can cast him out and I can tell him to leave. And, you know, he doesn't come back on me and say, "Well, you were enjoying me pretty good the other day over there at Cinemark 22. Now you want me to go? You were enjoying it the other day. Now you're not enjoying it?"